Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is John Riley, the Junior High Pastor in Emmanuel Faith, with my devotional called Prophecy Announced and Fulfilled. Fulfilled prophecy is one of the greatest gifts and signs of God's influence that the church has today. God's revelation to Daniel in chapter 9 inspires prayer, reverence, and assurance of God's love and story. Here is one part of the prophecy and the explanation of its unfolding. Now, listen and understand. 7 sets of 7 plus 62 sets of 7 will pass from the time the command is given to rebuild Jerusalem until the ruler, the anointed one, comes. Jerusalem will be rebuilt with streets and strong defenses despite the perilous times. From Daniel chapter 9, verse 25, the New Living Translation. The Hebrew word shabwa means a period of 7, either 7 days, a week, or 7 years. Both periods of time were important on the Hebrew calendar, and both concluded with a Sabbath. The weekly Sabbath is more familiar, but every 7 years the fields were to lay unharvested or have a year of rest too. Daniel is told that a period of time will pass that equals 7 sevens and 62 sevens. Let's look at this mathematically. Information sourced from the booklet, How Do We Know Jesus is God? By Ralph O. Muncaster, page 26 from Harvest House Publishers, copyright 2000. Okay, 7 sevens plus 62 sevens equals 69 sevens of years. 69 sevens times 7 equals 483 years. 483 years times 360 days, the Hebrew calendar was for a 360 day year. That equals 173,880 days. The decree to rebuild Jerusalem was given by King Artaxerxes on March 14, 445 BC, the first day of Nisan from the Hebrew calendar that year, according to Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. This was 90 years after Daniel's revelation. Now, if we transfer those 173,880 days to our modern calendars by dividing by 365 days of the year, with adjustments for leap years and the final scientific adjustment, leap year dropped every 128 years, this number of days brings us from March 14th, 445 BC, to a day that the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, England confirms to have been the Sunday before Passover, April 6, 32 AD. This was Palm Sunday. Now consider Jesus' words from Luke chapter 19, verses 41 to 44 from the NIV. As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it. And he said, if you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace. But now it is hidden from your eyes, because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you. God announced the day the Anointed One, Jesus, would enter Jerusalem, but the people missed it. We have a record of this amazing prophecy given 566 years prior to its fulfillment. Daniel's response to being amazed by the scriptures at the beginning of chapter 9 led him directly to prayer. May our hearts be like Daniel's, compelled to praise and thank God for how he reveals himself so clearly through prophecy given and fulfilled.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.